The Justice Department and Federal Communications Commission have now cleared the way for Singular Wireless to acquire AT&T Wireless and become the nation's largest wireless phone company. As a condition for approving the $41 billion deal, the regulators will require that the new company divest itself of assets in nearly two dozen cities and towns across the country. NPR's Wendy Kaufman joins me now. Wendy, what will this new, I presume, giant company look like?
It will be huge. It will serve roughly 47 million customers and will provide wireless services in 49 states and the top 100 metropolitan areas. AT&T Wireless is based in suburban Seattle. Singular, which is acquiring it, is based in Atlanta.
Well, then, besides Singular, who's left out there in the world of wireless?
The merger will shrink the number of nationwide wireless companies from 6 to 5. It will push Verizon out of the number one spot. So they will become the new number two, followed by Sprint, Nextel, and T-Mobile. Now, in addition to these nationwide firms, there are several large, powerful regional wireless companies. And it was in part based on the competitive advantages of those regional firms that the regulators allowed this merger to go through.
And what were those competitive issues that the government was concerned about?
The main one that the government has dealt with is something called spectrum, and they wanted to make sure that the new Singular would not have too much authority in individual markets to offer wireless services. Now, there's another issue of concentration that the government did not address very much, and it concerns consumer groups, and that is the issue of holding both power in wired and wireless phone service. Singular Wireless is owned by Bell South and SBC Communications. And in many places, Singular would be the largest wireless firm, and Bell South or SBC would be the largest wired company. Consumer Federation of America and others are concerned that you would have both the biggest wired and the biggest wireless companies would be the same. There would be no competition for them to compete for customers.
And are concerns that consumer groups have, will they affect the merger?
Well, at this point, the concerns of the consumer group seem to be off the table because it has now been approved by both Justice and FCC, as we've said. The other problem they will face is both Singular and AT&T Wireless have had fairly high turnovers among their customer base, and that's not what a company wants to see.
Wendy, what about layoffs? Is that also a concern?
It absolutely is, Renee. There are right now about 70,000 employees of Singular and AT&T Wireless, and there's no doubt that thousands and thousands of them will be laid off. Singular has said it wouldn't do it before the first of the year, but layoffs are definitely coming.
Thanks very much, NPR's Wendy Kaufman, speaking from Seattle.
Thank you, Renee.